I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Quick question for all the parents and or not just the adults in the room, I guess. Okay, so I'm in my neighborhood, I'm surrounded by families that when I moved in 15 years ago, the kids were really young. And so the dads, moms would decorate their houses with lights and the trees and lights and all that stuff.
Because it's Christmas.
You're right. And which is cool. And that's awesome. But now, fast forward, a lot of these kids, they're graduated high school, some are out of the house, yet this year I noticed all the dads still decorating their houses with lights.
Because it's Christmas?
And it is, but you only do that for the kids. I thought, as an adult, you don't put that up.
Why do you put your bunting up on?
I don't have bunting.
You do,
on 4th of July,
bunting.
It's not bunting.
What do you call it? It's red, white, and blue, and it makes little loops?
No, there's no loops. It's long and straight, and it takes up that window
sashes.
next to the door.
What do you call the things in Harry Potter when they're playing Quidditch? The banners, sort of. Maybe they're just called banners.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he has, basically.
And I don't have that.
It's bunting-y banner. It's banner.
I remember you telling me a long time ago that the only reason that you still decorate the outside of your house is because your kids are still kids.
The kids, even recently, have like said, "Are you going to decorate?"
No, they don't. They stop caring. They don't care.
Oh my God, you don't like it?
No, I don't mind it. I like it, but why are you?
Do you ever get
it?
In your car and drive around and look at everybody's house?
I'm not a girl. Ooh, look at the multicolored lights on the house.
What are you talking about? You think only women think lights are pretty?
My mom is always initiated. Come on, let's go. And none of the men wanted to because we've seen colored lights before on a house, on a structure.
You don't deserve to have Christmas lights on your house.
You don't deserve Christmas, period.
Wait now.
Wait.
How am I wrong? Aaron, how am I wrong?
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. Now you're going to talk to her like a female opinion matters. Just like 2 seconds ago, it was like women are so small-minded that they're impressed by shiny lights.
You said that.
Am
part.
I the only one who inferred that from his statement?
I just said that women are the ones that like to drive around and look at bright,
like,
shiny
ooh,
things. It's like
I
fire.
Can play it back for you.
It's like fireworks. Bright, shiny lights. Okay,
so you're still doing it.
A little bit.
Where
so,
you talk.
So let me ask as parents.
No, Aaron, as the intelligent woman in the room.
Who's going to back my play?
She's not.
Okay, T-Hack.
Uh-huh.
You have a young boy. You have a young son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure soon you're going to want to put lights on your house.
We already did. We did this past weekend, actually.
Nice.
We put them up, yeah.
And you did it not for you. Not for Angie, but you did it for your
No!
It wasn't for me, but it's
it
a little
wasn't
bit for
you.
A little bit, because you want to like make your house look
it's
good
almost,
for the neighborhood.
Yeah,
so it's
almost
not,
like, sorry, when you're done mowing the lawn,
okay,
and you get to like put your hand on your hips, do the dad pose, and look, and you're appreciating it.
I get that.
It's like that, but with sparkles.
Yeah, that exactly. I don't know that it's about the Christmas spirit for me. It's about, well, both of my neighbors have lights up. I got to have lights up or else our house is going
to
look
terrible.
Well,
you have to. You feel like you
and I don't think I don't think I'm doing it for my kid either, because then it ends up being I'm up on the ladder and he's trying to climb up the other side of the ladder and you end up yelling at him like, "Get off the ladder." And it's like, "Get inside." And I don't think it's a great memory for him.
No, but
we did get him up.
After is.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but now the tree looks great with the lights on it.
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't going to put anything up this year. Not even a tree. Like, nobody's into it, but now I'm going to go
out of
Griswold.
Spite. Wait, you're going to decorate out of
spite? You damn right, because you two have ruined.
What? What is, I put them up.
Ebenezer Hack. What is your, we're calling you E-Hack for the rest of the year.
Well, I don't get it. I put lights up. I did
it. You put it up under duress like you had a gun to your head.
You're going
to
do it out of spite.
Well, it's better than duress.
Yeah, you just said your kids are putting the pressure on you. You're not wanting to do it
they
yourself.
They haven't yet, but I don't.
But he would do it for his kids for the Christmas spirit.
Thank you, Aaron.
Question. Let's say your kids are long gone out of the house for like a year.
You're still going to flex on your neighbors.
You do it to put your neighbors in their place to show them.
And when they come back, it's that nostalgia. Like, oh, the lights are still the same. They're still doing this.
Steve, in every
Christmas
stupid
spirit.
Hallmark movie, when they roll into town, If they rolled up to their parents' house, oh, I gotta go back. Oh, I don't like that guy over there at the coffee shop.
You're right.
When they roll up to their parents' house, is it lights off? Does it look like Halloween with no candy? No.
But the way Aaron described it, when the kids go back, they see the lights, the parents that put the lights up. They look pathetic. Parents, oh, God, you're still doing that? You look pathetic.
No, it's cute. It's nostalgic. Yes.
It's 100%.
You're just a Grinch.
No. So you believe that if you put lights up, people would think you suddenly had children. They'd be like, ooh, I didn't know you had a kid.
That's a good question. If a single person, especially a guy, should never, ever put lights on his house at Christmas time in a suburban neighborhood surrounded by families.
First off, a single dude shouldn't live in a suburban neighborhood.
You're the one that's all my house for me in that neighborhood.
I mean, because you know the neighborhood watch has got all their eyes straight to like
stranger danger. I got it. I'm immune to that.
I disagree completely, though. I think you need to put up lights more than anybody because you're the single guy. You've got money to burn. You can get it professionally done.
Yes.
You could flex on all of your neighbors.
That's true.
Have the best house in the neighborhood.
Especially because it's a corner lot. You've got so much room for that would be great.
And then all year you're kind of the jerky neighbor or whatever.
Yeah,
but then
throw the scooters out to the street.
But then during Christmas time your lights come on and everyone goes, oh, maybe old man Steve isn't so bad. Maybe he's got a heart after all. And then you get earn a next year of being a jerk. That's what I think.
I am 100% behind Team T-Hack.
It's
vapid girl. E-Hack, sorry, Team E-Hack. Ebenezer Hack.
Wait, he just called you vapid.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.